Father, I just want to thank you and I want to praise you and I want to give you all honor and all glory for all that you've been doing each and every night that we've come here and sat at your table. I thank you for the fresh manna from heaven, Father. I also thank you, Father God, for those who came to receive and did receive. I thank you, Father God, for the good reports of what you have done in their lives. And now, Father, I'm asking you to do a new thing tonight. I'm asking you to touch the people that are here. I'm asking you, Father God, to give them exactly what you want them to have. And Father, we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Each day, God has been giving me a prophetic word teaching to give you. And today, he gave me a new day of remembrance. All right. So I want you just really to take the words that God has spoken to us each and every service and really let them go deep into your spirit, because God is transforming. He is doing a new thing within his people. Malachi 3:16 said, "Then those who feared the Lord spoke to one another, and the Lord listened and heard them. So a book of remembrance was written before him for those who fear the Lord and who meditate on his name." Now let's read that again. Malachi 3:16. "Then those who feared the Lord spoke to one another, and the Lord listened and heard them. So a book of remembrance was written before him for those who fear the Lord and who meditate on his name." Then Isaiah 43:18 says, "Do not remember the former things, nor consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will even make a road in the wilderness and rivers in the desert." For you who have not been here each night, every one of these services has been a prophetic word. God has prophesied the teaching to me. So this is all God speaking. Even the scriptures is God speaking. It's not none of my mixture in there. God said, "A day of remembrance has come upon my body, and they will remember each and every day like it was just yesterday. I say, remember the former things of old no more. For I am doing a brand new thing this day and this hour. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but I deliver them out of them all. All those things that you have been enduring for the past decade will all of a sudden be no more. For I am bringing about a brand new thing, and this brand new will erase the old." I had to chuckle to myself as Sister Elaine was talking about a new thing up here. I said, "Well, God, you got her in the spirit of what I'm going to teach on." Amen. And Psalm 34:19 said, "Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all." Now, each one of these prophetic teachings that God has given me is really an encouraging word, and one builds upon the other. And God went on to say, "Where do wars and rumor of wars come from? Where do divisions come from? Mostly because you always remember the former things, and you will not let go of them and move forward in me." And that's why you war in your members, because you won't let go of the past. And then God went on to say, "Transparency is what I have already called you into." That was one of the teachings. "But even still, you keep remembering former things and will not move into the new. The new thing will surprise many, and this new thing will bring about the healing of the nations. This new thing will surely cause you to forget the things of old and allow you to move forward in me. This new thing will bring forth total resurrection to my body." I think that's powerful. "This new thing will bring forth total resurrection to my body, and it will not be as of the days of old. When those around about look at my body, they will say, 'Surely they have stood in the presence of the Almighty King, and surely they have been resurrected from the dead.'" I just want to read that short thing here. "The new thing will bring forth total resurrection to my body." In other words, we're going to be changed. "And it will not be as of the days of old." Nobody's going to recognize us like we used to be. "When those around about look at my body," you know, this is God's body, you know, us, They will say, surely they have stood in the presence of the Almighty King, and surely they have been resurrected from the dead. The glory of the Lord will be so strong on us that they will know that we have been in the presence of the Almighty. God went on to say, and you will feel like there was no yesterday, and all you will look forward to is what is going to happen the next day and the next day and the next day. You'll finally forget about the former things. Amen. The things that you left behind. Where am I taking you? Good question. I am taking you where others feared to tread. I am taking you into the unknown. I am taking you where feet have never trod before. I am taking you where many cannot go because of their lack of trust and enthusiasm in me. Let's read that again, because this is a new thing God's talking about. Where am I taking you? Good question. I am taking you where others fear to tread. I am taking you into the unknown. I am taking you where feet have never trod before. I am taking you where many cannot go because of their lack of trust and enthusiasm in me. Children, forget the things of old. Set your eyes upon me and never, ever, ever, ever want that what you used to have. For what I am bringing you into will bring many to their knees and will show the entire world that I am alive and well. Isn't this awesome? Since when have I ever asked you to live in your yesterdays? Since when have I ever said, if you stay in this day, I will bless you beyond measure? Since when did I ever, ever ask you to stop dead in your tracks and die on the vine? Since when? Isn't this awesome? Many, many new things are being brought out into the open, and they will startle those who would not open their eyes and see me as I truly am. I am an astute father, and I am a father of love. I am a father of war and a father of pleasure. I am all that you have need of, and I am about my business. Before my son was there massive healings across the land? Read your Old Testament. Before my son was there newfound joys? Let's take a stance in me right now and understand that I never, ever allow anyone or anything to become rancid. I am always about new things. I am always about bringing all things up higher, and I'm always about doing the impossible. I just want to stop there and just say this, you know, I've never done this. Whenever we've had a revival before, God's never done it this way. I would just say, God, what do you want me to teach it on? He might say forgiveness, and then I'd put together in forgiveness. But this time, he has prophesied each and every teaching that's going forth. This is a new thing, especially for me. Amen? All right, and then God went on to say, on that note, let's talk about the impossible. What is the impossible anyway? Is it not something that you cannot do on your own? Isn't it something that no matter how hard you try, it is never accomplished? Take a newfound soul, for instance. How do they get saved? Do they just walk into salvation? Or is there a thing they have to do? Or is there something that has to be accomplished through another? Salvation was brought about by way of the cross. The salvation message was not taught until my son came on the scene. Does not my word tell you why my son came to earth? Then why do you marvel what goes on around about you? So I looked up why Jesus came to earth, and here's just a few things. John 9:39, and Jesus said, for judgment I have come into this world, that those who do not see may see, and that those who see may be made blind. Matthew 5:17-18, do not think that I came to destroy the law or the prophets. I did not come to destroy, but to fulfill the law. For surely I say to you, till heaven and earth pass away, one jot or one tittle will by no means pass from the law till all is fulfilled. Matthew 9:13, but go and learn what this means. I desire mercy, not sacrifice. For I did not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. Matthew 10:34, Jesus says, "Do not think that I came to bring peace on earth. I did not come to bring peace, but a sword." And Matthew 18:11, "For the Son of Man has come to save that which was lost." This is why Jesus came. Matthew 20:27, Jesus said, "And whoever desires to be first among you, let him be your slave. Just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life a ransom for many." In other words, you want to be known, you want to sit on a pedestal somewhere. That isn't what Jesus did. He came to be a slave, and he served others. God went on to say, "Come on, tough guy. Take my challenge tonight to forget the things of old and become a new man in me and move on with me into this unknown territory that we will explore together." All right, so what is God using in this end time dispensation? He's using a remnant of people, and the remnant goes forth and paves the way for others to follow. So what did he say? "Come on, tough guy, take my challenge tonight to forget the things of old and become a new man in me and move on with me into this unknown territory that we will explore together." And you all want to know exactly what you're going into, and God's not going to tell you. The remnant are not afraid to charter new courses. It's still God speaking. They are not afraid of what might be in the brush. They just forge ahead, destroying everything that tries to block their path to their destination. Remember the cross. Remember the blood of the Lamb. Remember what he said on the cross. "It is finished," is what Jesus said. He said, "The old is done and the new has come upon the scene." Now see, there a new came on the scene the day he died, and now another new thing is coming on the scene. Do you understand that? How are you ever going to be a giant slayer if you are always looking to the latter instead of looking to the former? How will you ever bring in a brand new harvest of believers, and how will you ever be partakers of the cross that my Son bore if you're looking to the latter? Does not my word say, "Take up my cross and follow me"? Absolutely. That cross becomes new every morning. That cross will cause all hell to tremble as you take it up and as you go forth carrying your new assignments. All hell will not like what you do when your feet hit the floor in the brand new day. All of hell walks in total confusion, and the day you understand that I am not in the old, but in the new, you will tear down the walls of hell, and the captives' prison doors will fly open, and they will be set free. Let's read that one again. All hell will not like what you do when your feet hit the floor in the brand new way. He'll say, "Oh God, here they are, this new bunch of soldiers." All of hell walks in total confusion, and the day you understand that I am not in the old, but in the new, you will tear down the walls of hell, and the captives' prison doors will fly open, and they will be set free. Did not Peter's prison doors swing open by my angelic host? And did not Peter walk out of that prison unencumbered? Then why do you think I cannot open your prison suddenly and set the captive free? He's talking about individuals, you individuals here, to go forth and do the mighty works that I've called you forth to do. Then why do you think I cannot open your prison suddenly and set you free to go forth and do the mighty works that I've called you forth to do? I wanted you to understand what God's saying there. Acts 12 verse 5 says, Peter was therefore kept in prison, but constant prayer was offered to God for him by the church. And when Herod was about to bring him out, that night Peter was sleeping, bound with two chains between two soldiers, and the guards before the door were keeping the prison. Now behold, an angel, let's get this angel thing going here, an angel of the Lord stood by him, Peter, and a light shone in the prison, and the angel struck Peter on the side and raised him up, saying, "Arise quickly," and his chains fell off his hands. See what that angel did for him? God told us we need to put the angels to work. Then the angel said to Peter, "Gird yourself and tie on your sandals." And so Peter did. And the angel said to Peter, "Put on your garment and follow me." So Peter went out and followed the angel, and did not know that what was done by the angel was real, but thought he was seeing a vision. When they were past the first and the second guard post, they came to the iron gate that leads to the city, which opened to them of its own accord. And they went out and went down one street, and immediately the angel departed from Peter. The angel stayed with Peter until he was safe. And when Peter had come to himself, some of us need to come to ourselves. He said, "Now I know for certain that the Lord has sent his angel and has delivered me from the hand of Herod and from all the expectation of the Jewish people." God wants to do the very same thing for you and I. He wants us to understand that he is in total, complete control, and that his angelic army can be sent out at any given time to accomplish anything that needs to be accomplished in our life. God went on to say, "Come now and let us reason together." This is a brand new dispensation of time, and this is a brand new day that has dawned over you. And in this brand new day, you will accomplish more for me than you did all the days of your life. Amen. Isaiah 1:18, "Come now and let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they are red like crimson, they shall be as wool." God went on to say, "Hope deferred makes one grow weary. You have been hoping but not believing, and that is why you stand in awe," A-W-E, "looking across the great divide at what I'm about to do." I was going to get the scripture for hope deferred, but I forgot. But anyhow, he said, "Hope deferred makes one grow weary. You have been hoping but not believing, and that is why you stand in awe," A-W-E, "looking across the great divide at what I'm about to do." And now, that really threw me when he said, "You're looking across the great divide." So that means we're not standing close to him. We're standing afar off, right? God went on to say, "I have called you to cross over this great divide into your new day and new dawning, and I have not said, stay where you are at." Where in my word did I ever say, stay stuck in the mud? I need you to move forward. My word is all about moving forward into your new day. This new day that is dawning before you holds a brand new future. With a cup of remembrance that will take you all the way into glory. This new day that is dawning before you holds a brand new future with a cup of remembrance that will take you all the way into glory. You're going to remember what God did to you. You're going to forget the latter things, but you're going to remember what God's doing to you, because it's going to be so utterly awesome. "Since when does my word say I will never do a new thing? I know that history repeats itself, but there are always new things in history. There is always a revolving door that my church walks through. But I want to stop that revolving door this night, and I want you to continually move forward, never looking back at your past or your past failures." Remember what God said about the lighthouse? Your doors will always be a continual revolving door. "But I want to stop that revolving door this night, and I want you to continually move forward, never looking back at your past or your past failures." That was a good revolving door, by the way. It wasn't a bad one. All right, God said, let's talk about that for a moment. Isn't your past failures where the enemy always wants to take you to? Isn't that what he is forever holding up before you like a great big neon sign? I want you to knock those lights out, and I want you to say no more. I am not going back there with you, devil. I am on a forward roll, and I'm determined to stay on that roll with my Jesus. All right, let's repeat that. Y'all said amen so enthusiastically. Let's talk about that for a moment, your past failures. Is it your past failures where the enemy always wants to take you to? Isn't that what he is forever holding up before you like a great big neon sign? I want you to knock those lights out, and I want you to say no more. I am not going back there with you, devil. I'm on a forward roll, and I am determined to stay on that roll with my Jesus. Get in your spirit. Come on. Here we are, children. We are at the crossroads of regret. We are at the crossroads of passing over, never to remember the former things of old. Who says we need to live in our past mistakes? We are never to live in our past mistakes, but we are to move forward, and our motto will be onward and upward. Remember, this is all God speaking. Paul told you to move on. Paul told you to count it all joy, no matter what your circumstances. He did not say cry, wail, and moan about where you were at. He said count it all joy. Amen. The joy of the Lord is your strength. God says, children, I am imploring you to count the past all joy and understand, like Joseph finally did, that it was I that had you in your past circumstances. It was I that led you through your maze of bewilderment. And it was I that brought you to this point in the juncture of the road. And it is I that wants to lead you onward in this newfound journey. I think this is so awesome. God says, my people there are my people. There are a multitude of confused, wayward souls out there that have never had the opportunity to move forward. They are stuck betwixt and between, standing in total bewilderment and wondering why. Let's read that one again. My people, there are a multitude of confused, wayward souls out there that have never had the opportunity to move forward. That's our harvest we're talking about. They are stuck betwixt and between, standing in total bewilderment and wondering why. Will you be the bridge of hope for them? Will you be the one that will say, as Paul did, I count it all joy? The door has been slung open, and many, many are standing in the valley of decision, and many more will follow as you take up your cross and follow me daily. As you take up your cross, then these ones in the valley of decision are going to follow you. The future looms bright before my fellow servants, and my son stands with open arms waiting to lead you onward and upward. My Holy Spirit will teach you as you go along the way. The angelic host will be there to assist and even defeat every battle you come in contact with. Let's read that again, because you're shaking your head. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I want you to get this in your spirit. There is nothing but victory before you. Are you not tired of defeat after defeat? Are you not weary of always having the enemy have his way? I am. I don't know about you. Then take up your cross and follow me. You say, follow you where? Does it really matter? My word just says, follow me. It does not lay out a road map before you. I am waiting for your total surrender to me, and then and only then will you see clearly what lies before you. That's the reason why he hasn't talked to you, is because you haven't totally surrendered to him, according to this. The victory shout is in the atmosphere, and it is just waiting for you to shout and move forward. Shout, my children, shout like never before. Know this day that the latter is passed away and the former is here. Know that I and all of heaven rejoices at every soul that is brought into the kingdom of light and joy. What did I tell Peter in my word? Did I not say another would gird him and carry him where he did not wish? So I put down John 21:18, and most assuredly I say to you, when you were younger, Jesus talking to Peter, you girded yourself and walked where you wished. But when you were old, you will stretch out your hands, and another will gird you and carry you where you do not wish. Come on. This is what God's saying there. I am saying to you this night, come follow me into the unknown world of miracles. When you finally decide to follow me, the blinded eyes will be opened, just as Paul's were, and you will see so clearly. You will understand the great divide that was before you, and you will be like the Israelite children. And you will cross over the Red Sea on foot, and you will stand on the river's bank and watch me destroy all of your enemies so you can go forward and fret no more. Peace and long-suffering pave the way for you to walk the path that I have before you. Joy and love will abound on all sides, and you will shout joy. Your voices will resound in the quarters of hell as you shout victory with all of your might. I think some of you just need to go outside and just scream victory, you know. Then he says, ho, everyone who thirsts, come drink, and you will thirst no more. I am the living stone, and I am the rock you can drink from, and I am the true vine that will nourish you. I am your all in all, and as I was with Moses, I will be with you. Moses knew my resurrection power. He knew what it was to move on, not knowing where he was going. He moved forward, always knowing that I would be with him. How about David? Did he not just move when I told him to move? Did he not stand still when I told him to stand still, when all odds were against him? Yes, he did those things, and they are written as a remembrance for you to follow, knowing that the same sufferings your fellow brothers suffered, you also will suffer. Did not my son Jesus suffer? Did he not complete his walk with me? Did he not forgive those who hung him on the cross even as he was still hanging on the cross? Did he grow bitter in well-doing? Absolutely not. Now, little ones, forget the former things of old and move into the new. What you are leaving behind is nothing compared to what you are entering into. This night, right now, I am blowing away all the chaff, and I am bringing you forward as a brand new you. I will remember the former things no more, for the new will take you over, and there will be no room for the old. See, you're blowing in the old wineskins, blowing away the old wineskins, follows what God is saying. Now, he just said this, Astrid. Tell Astrid to come forward and receive her newfound freedom. Tell her that I have wiped her slate clean. Tell her that I will remember the past no longer, and she should totally forget the past and move on with me. The road that lies before her is a brand new road, one she has never walked on before. I have seen the confusion, the doubt, and unbelief. But what is more important, I have seen her willingness to move forward into uncharted waters with only me by her side. She has trusted others in the body, but because they were not yet secured in me, they gave advice from their head and not from their heart, where I abide. But this is a new day for her and new dawning. All right, now there's your little personal prophetic word. Amen. Now it goes back to us again. All of you that are here tonight, I thought it was awesome that he said, I said, tell Astrid, now God, come on here. I think it's awesome he thinks so much of you that he would stick you in between this little prophetic teaching. All of you that are here tonight, I say unto you, look unto the hills that are white to harvest. I say no longer look to your past, and even this second I say look up and move upward in me and move on with me, knowing that I will be with you and I will lead you by the still waters and I will always be just a whisper away. Come, my beloved ones, move on with me tonight. I want to wipe your slate clean. Do you want your slate wiped clean? Do you want to walk out of the old and move on into the new? I am not standing afar off. Tonight, right now, I am standing in your midst, and I am saying, come. It is a resounding come, and all of hell is shivering and quaking, waiting for your answer. I am freeing the prisoners tonight. Do you want to walk through your prison door unscathed by the old? It is entirely up to you. I am calling. Are you responding? Come, let us reason together this night, and let us remember this night of the old no more. For all things are being made brand new, and all things are yes and amen. Come, I am calling right now. Come unto me, all who are burdened and heavy laden, I will surely give you rest. Come, let this be your new day of remembrance in me. Old things are passing away and all things are brand new. Come. Come away, my beloved ones. Come into the brand new and weep no more. Who can say what I will do in this brand new hour of surrender? I think he called us the other night, too, for something, didn't he? God is calling his people. Your church, I don't, you know, I believe with all my heart that this revival is for us. It's not for a bunch of people who don't know God. I think this revival is for people who are deeply rooted in Christ and who God really wants to move on and move forward and use them in the calling that he has upon their life. Now tonight, what God wants to do is, first of all, he wants you to come and answer his call, and he wants to erase from your remembrance all things that are holding you back from doing what he is calling you to do. Now listen to that. When you come to the altar, God wants to erase from your remembrance all things that are holding you back from doing what he is calling you to do. I was reading something. I forgot what it was today, who it was. Oh, Bill Yell. Nothing we're going to put it in the bulletin. But he said that he was somewhere. His father couldn't quit smoking. And he was somewhere at a conference. And he stood in the gap for his father. And when he came home, he whispered to his mother in the kitchen. He said, I stood in the gap for Dad so he wouldn't smoke no more. And his dad heard it. And he said, that's why, I'll say 8 o'clock. 8 o'clock, I lit a cigarette and I didn't like the taste of it. And I'm not smoking no more. So this is the reason why I said it's because God wants to erase from your remembrance all things that are holding you back from doing what he is calling you to do. Let God go deep down inside of you tonight, deeper than he's even gone before. Pull up all that junk that's down inside of you that's keeping you bound to the earthly realm. And let him set you free so he can use you to send you forth and to set the captives free.